When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Here to recap Monday's action on the diamond, get you ready for Tuesday. Fun-filled day, full day of action on Monday. Got another one for you on Tuesday. So let's get you caught up on some of the news and notes from Monday. Mentioned Matt Chapman dealing with a finger issue similar to the one he had a few weeks ago. On Monday, the Jays placed Matt Chapman on the IL with a right middle finger sprain, so he's out for at least 10 days. Davis Schneider was starting at third base on Monday. A little bit of interesting notes here. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. was seen taking ground balls at third base before the game. Let's not forget, Vladito came up as a third baseman throughout the minor leagues before realizing first base might be better set for the big man. So Chapman IL, maybe we get some Vladito time. If anything, Dennis Schneider should get some more run at third base, especially with Bo Bichette. We mentioned he had a quad injury on yesterday's show. Bo Bichette was set to have an MRI on Monday. We have not seen the results of said MRI, but the results will determine, obviously, his fate going forward. For now, the Jays say Bo Bichette is day-to-day. Ozzy Albies was activated off the IL on Monday for the Atlanta Braves. Vaughn Grissom sent back to AAA. Convenient timing for Ozzy Albies as the Braves headed in to Coors Field. Red Sox made a couple roster moves on Monday. They promoted prospect Sedane Rafaela from AAA and also recalled David Hamilton, while placing Willier Abreu, who's been great, talked about him a few times on the show recently, on the paternity list, so he'll be back in 3 to 5 days. And they also put Pablo Reyes on the IL, and Pablo Reyes is playing pretty darn good as well. So we'll have to see how long Rafaela is actually up in the bigs, which makes it interesting to see if he's worth an add this weekend. But between AA and AAA, Rafaela was hitting .302 with 20 home runs and 36 stolen bases. Quite the talent for the Red Sox. Just not sure how long he'll stick with the big club. Edwin Diaz, this is like still a ways away from potentially returning to the bigs, but he did throw his first bullpen session on Monday after obviously injuring his knee in the World Baseball Classic. So Edwin Diaz threw a bullpen session. His goal was to constantly hit 93 to 95 with the fastball, and he said afterwards he did that with ease. He was feeling it. His arm's good to go. Just a matter of getting the leg built up and maybe get a couple outings in towards the end of the season. Some bummer news here for us fantasy folks. Matt McClain of the Cincinnati Reds was placed on the IL with an oblique strain. Those are always nasty. You never know how long that actual IL stint will last. They activated Stuart Fairchild off the 7-day concussion IL to take McClain's spot on the roster. The Twins, they optioned Bailey Ober to AAA. He struggled a bit in his last few starts, and it makes a lot of sense. Some people are kind of surprised about the demotion to AAA. But it could be a full shutdown. We'll see what the Twins do with Bailey Ober. But between AAA and the bigs this year, Bailey Ober has thrown 140 and a third innings pitched. That is a big jump after last year between the minors and the bigs. Ober only threw 72 and two-thirds. He's nearly doubled his innings this season. Good chance of why the struggles have been there and why we might not see him the rest of the season. The Padres, already missing Joe Musgrove, already stumbling out of the playoff picture, have placed Yu Darvish on the IL on Monday with right elbow inflammation. Never a good sentence to say. They recalled Matt Waldron from AAA. That's not really a fantasy relevant move, but Darvish going to the IL, hopefully it's a minor thing, but we hear right elbow inflammation, definitely something to keep a close eye on. I know I keep bugging you guys with Tony Gonsolin's out for the year, 60 to IL, all that. Well, this might be the last bit of news. It's official. He's having Tommy John surgery on Friday. So Gonsolin will miss all of the 2024 season. The Dodgers called up Tyson Miller from AAA and sent Gavin Stone back to AAA. I remember yesterday I was telling you all that Gavin Stone was piggybacking, and he was scheduled to piggyback again later this week, and maybe that'll be a role for him to kind of get some innings down the stretch here before the playoff run. That got put on hold quickly by the Los Angeles Dodgers. Brady Singer, he was on a really good run. We've talked about it many times on the show, and then it's kind of been a hiccup of late, and this could make sense to why. Brady Singer's going to have his next start skipped after he has shown a velo drop and some arm fatigue over his last couple starts. All scans have come back clean. The Royals are not concerned of much at all, and they're just notching it up to his late season. A lot of innings for Singer, and he's just probably getting tired, so they're going to let him skip his start this week. He's supposed to rejoin the Royals rotation next week. Adrian Hauser was placed on the IL with swelling in his elbow, but the Brewers are not concerned because the swelling has nothing to do with the UCL. It's a different section of the elbow, apparently, and they're hoping just, 15 days, let the swelling go down, he'll be good to go. Brendan Rodgers was scratched from Monday's lineup with the Rockies with an illness. He is day-to-day. Austin Gomber also left that game for the Rockies, dealing with a back pain, back injury, which he's been dealing with off and on for a couple months now. He's been able to play through it, but it finally caught up with him on Monday. Honestly, I'd have back problems too if I was having to face the Atlanta Braves anywhere, let alone Coors Field. If all goes well, Monday and Tuesday, according to Ryan Helsley, he's expected to be activated off the IL on Wednesday. I say according to Ryan Helsley because he's been so close multiple times lately, and then he gets a setback and another setback and another setback. But if all goes well, he should be returning. Jojo Romero's been really, really good in the closing role for St. Louis. Giovanni Gallegos is still in the back of that bullpen, so we'll see what Ryan Helsley's role will be once he returns. Last but not least, Josh Naylor of the Cleveland Guardians will begin a rehab assignment on Tuesday as he's been dealing with his injury for quite some time, and if all goes well, might be back this week, and if not, the beginning of next week. Underdog Fantasy, everybody. You want to make some money making picks on MLB games? Then you have to try Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. In Underdog's Pick'em game, you just pick your favorite baseball players and predict whether they will go higher or lower on stats like strikeouts, hits, and more. Pick 2 to 5 players, get all your picks right, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Be sure to sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST, PITCHERLIST, all one word, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. So you have some bonus cash to start playing with. Looking ahead to some of the lines on Tuesday, I like Trey Turner over 8.5 fantasy points. He's heating up, double-donged on Monday. Turner's getting Tyler Anderson, a great spot for him. Keep riding the Adam Duvall train, folks. I've been on this for quite a while now. He has an 8-game hitting streak. He had his 6th home run during this 8-game hitting streak on Monday. He also has 5 doubles over this hitting streak. Those would all qualify for over 1.5 total bases. And the Red Sox face J.P. France, who they just knocked around last week. Could see it happening again. Pablo Lopez over 6 strikeouts. The Guardians don't strike out a ton, but it is inching closer to 21% versus righties over the last month, and Lopez has been a strikeout machine. And then Ronald Acuna, there was lots of ways to go with this. He put up almost 50 fantasy points on Monday. They have over 14 fantasy points versus Lambert. I took the over 2 total bases versus Lambert. Like maybe he gets 1 extra base hit or something. We'll see where it goes. But Ronald Acuna over 2 total bases, I think some sort of Ronald Acuna prop is a good way to go on this Tuesday. Again, that's Underdog Fantasy, everybody. Underdogfantasy.com or Underdog Fantasy in the App Store. Sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST, all one word, and get your first deposit doubled up to $100. You must be 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates, 19 or over in Alabama and Nebraska, 21 and over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Terms do apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. And in Tennessee, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, some hitting highlights from Monday. Royce Lewis, 2 for 4 with another grand slam. That's back-to-back days with grand slams for Royce Lewis. He had 2 runs scored and a walk. Since returning from the IL on August 15th, Royce Lewis is crushing. .298 average, 3 doubles, 4 home runs, 9 runs scored, 13 RBIs, and 1 stolen base, while also walking at least 11% of the time. Royce Lewis always has been productive while healthy. He's healthy now. Ride it while you can. Anthony Santander continues to put together a solid fantasy season. On Monday, Santander went 2 for 4 with a home run, 2 runs scored, 3 RBIs, and a walk. Santander now has a 7-game hitting streak that he's riding where he's hitting 407 over that seven-game hitting streak with four home runs, eight runs scored, and eight RBIs as he's mashing for the Baltimore Orioles. Gabriel Moreno, I love how the catching pool is so deep, and Gabriel is definitely one of them. You know, he was a big trade in the Varsho deal to start the season, coming over to Arizona. How would this work? Was mediocre to start the year, got hurt, but he's crushing now. He's 2-for-4 with a double, a homer, a run scored, and three RBIs on Monday. Since returning from the IL on August 13th, Moreno is hitting 364 with three doubles, a triple, and three home runs. That's seven extra base hits. He has nine runs scored, 12 RBIs, and he's only striking out 12% of the time. That is some elite stuff from the backstop in Arizona. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Monday. Johan Oviedo got it done. A complete game shutout for Oviedo, where he allowed two hits, two walks, and five strikeouts versus the Kansas City Royals. He had 11 whiffs and a 23% CSW. He was just very, very effective, and he's been pretty good. He's had a couple blowups of late, but overall, over his last seven starts, Oviedo's thrown 43 innings, allowed 13 earned runs. He's got basically a 3.3 ERA, give or take, 18 walks, and 33 strikeouts. So not a ton of strikeouts. Whip can be an issue, but he's been very effective overall in the streaming world, especially Mr. Oviedo. Kyle Harrison, this makes the homer in me smile so much because I've been like, hey, he's getting better. He's getting better. Everyone keeps talking about the walks. I told you guys when he got called up, previous four starts before he got called up, walks were getting much, much better. His first start, not too bad. On Monday night, Kyle Harrison was filthy versus the Kansas City Royals. Harrison went 6 1/3 innings, no runs, three hits, two walks, and 11 strikeouts. He had 12 whiffs and a 41% CSW on 91 pitches. The 6 1/3 innings and the 91 pitches, by far the most he's thrown this season. So we'll see where that goes from there for the Giants. But the two starts, it's getting called up now. 10 innings pitched for Harrison, two earned runs, three walks, and 16 strikeouts. Very effective stuff from Kyle Harrison. Luis Severino, it's been a bad season, but of late he's shown signs of life. On Monday, Severino, seven shutout innings with five hits, no walks, and eight strikeouts. He had 15 whiffs and a 35% CSW. That's the Severino that many remember when they thought he'd be the future ace of the New York Yankees. Over his last two starts, Severino's thrown 13 2/3, no runs allowed, two walks, and 10 strikeouts. So we'll see. I still don't trust Severino, but he has shown marked improvements in his last two outings. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Monday. Craig Kimbrel picked up his 21st save of the year for the Philadelphia Phillies. Jordan Hicks saved 12 for the Blue Jays as Romano had the day off. Jose Leclerc picked up his second save of the year for the Texas Rangers as that has been a mess with Will Smith, Chapman, and others. Just a revolving door down in the back end of Texas. Josh Hader picked up his 28th save of the year for the San Diego Padres. Caleb Ferguson, his third save of the year for the Dodgers, as it seemed like it was nights off for some of that bullpen. And then Camilo Duval picked up his 35th save of the year for the Giants. You know, he talked about how he had four blown saves, got three straight days off, looked phenomenal on Sunday Night Baseball, looked even better on Monday night. So the days off might have helped him out as he's been worked a ton this season in the back end of that Giants bullpen. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, before we preview Tuesday's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break. Hear from our sponsors.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. talking DFS, another 12-game slate for you, just like on Monday, starting at 7.05 p.m. Eastern time. Pitching's a little better, but still not great. Pablo Lopez versus Cleveland stands out as a high-priced option. But George Kirby versus the A's should be very, very solid. I don't even mind Charlie Morton going into Coors Field. Morton's been a beast of late, especially in the strikeout department. And Colorado just isn't scary no matter where they play. But if you want to just punt the pitching, which I've been doing a lot lately, Brandon Williamson against the Giants. Williamson has been outstanding over his last four or five starts. And then, of course, the play you want at $6,000 because DraftKings forgets that players are actually pretty good. Cole Reagans against the Pittsburgh Pirates should be extremely chalky and for very, very good reasons. When we're talking about bats on this 12-game Tuesday slate, the Braves versus Lambert and Coors is going to be very popular again. Seattle versus Waldichuk is outstanding. Keep riding those Seattle bats as Julio put up a 33 spot in fantasy on Monday. The Baltimore Orioles versus Schultens is definitely in play. And then I have no problem going back to Boston versus J.P. France after they beat him up last time out. I could see that happening again in this outing. Some things I'm looking forward to on Tuesday, Aaron Civale versus Alcantara. Rays, Marlins. This should be fun. Savali, pitch mix change, looked much, much more strikeout happy since joining the Rays. And you got Alcantara, who's kind of turning the corner a bit and showing signs of life this season. So that should be a fun one. I like Gavin Williams versus Pablo Lopez. Williams has struggled a bit in his last two starts. Still elite young arm going up against Pablo Lopez. Corbin Burns versus Justin Steele, NL Central battle. Burns and the Brewers, one of the hottest teams in baseball. Justin Steele and the Cubs trying to hold on to some playoff aspirations, and it is in Wrigley Field. So that is a fun one. And then it's Cole Reagans time. Anytime Reagans takes the mound, I'm a fan. Nick Pollock's a fan. A lot of people are fans. So let's enjoy some Cole Reagans versus the Pittsburgh Pirates. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Make sure y'all go to pitcherlist.com. Check out all the free content, the written content, the podcast, and much, much more. And when you like that so much, because you will, go check out PL Plus and PL Pro. You won't regret it. Get you in the Discord, get you even more content, and you're at the front of the line for what all the new developments that come at pitcherlist.com. But all right, I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Tuesday and preview Wednesday's action on the diamond. But for now, this was your First Pitch Podcast, Tuesday, August 29th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.